certification is a device by which federal courts can ask state courts to help answer questions that are unclear and where the resolution of state law might affect the meaning of federal law. So in this case, for example, whether the Prop 8 sponsors have standing in federal court to defend Prop 8 might depend on how much California state law recognizes initiative sponsors as kind of special guardians of the initiatives that they sponsor. So how much does California kind of credit the initiative sponsors with some special status that then would be relevant to whether they are appropriate parties in federal court? That's what the Ninth Circuit would like to know. Now, a couple things about certification, though. First, oftentimes it works better in theory than practice because there might be reasons why state law is unclear such that you need the state courts to give an answer. State courts may not have wanted to provide a clear answer to certain questions. For political and other reasons, sometimes leaving some ambiguity in the law is what judges and courts do. So asking a state court to provide a clear and direct answer doesn't always result in a clear and direct answer if there was a reason why there was no clear and direct answer in the first place. So sometimes when you certify the question and you ask the state courts to answer it, the state courts don't really answer it as directly as you want them to. Second, in this case, it's not entirely clear how much California state law really does affect federal standing. In other words, ultimately, the question of whether the Prop 8 sponsors are appropriate parties in federal court in the Ninth Circuit depends on the meaning of the United States Constitution, not California state law. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a case 13 years ago that has really kind of spawned this whole standing inquiry in the Prop 8 case, this was a case involving the Arizona initiative in which the state tried to create English as the official language. In that case, the U.S. Supreme Court did suggest that whether initiative sponsors have standing in federal court might depend on how much state law recognizes those sponsors as special persons. But the U.S. Supreme Court did not say that just because you have standing in state court, if you're an initiative sponsor, necessarily you get standing in federal court too. So it's possible that at the end of the day, even after the California Supreme Court answers this question that the Ninth Circuit has certified, that we'll still have an open issue about what that means for federal standing. It's quite possible that California does recognize initiative sponsors as special, but that still might not mean that they're special enough to qualify as an appropriate party in federal court under the federal constitution.
Now, I would assume that these judges are pretty smart guys, and they probably know that. So why, what do they get? What would be the motivation, potentially? Of course, you know, I don't know what you don't know what their motivations are, but what would be the potential reasons that they would, you know, delay this in a way and not take up the merits until they've heard from the state Supreme Court based on, you know, what you've just said?
Well, a few things. First, if the California Supreme Court comes back and answers by saying that initiative sponsors are not special under state law, that they don't have any special interest beyond that which the regular public has, then that makes the federal standing question easy. Then the Prop 8 sponsors clearly don't have standing. So the case could go away if the California Supreme Court answers the question in one direction. Second, the California Supreme Court might answer the question the other direction so forcefully that it really does compel a conclusion that federal courts should accept these individuals as appropriate parties for purposes of a federal court challenge. So either way, the California Supreme Court might give information that resolves the standing question in either direction. And even if it doesn't, there may be a virtue in slowing the case down a little bit. A lot of people have thought that the U.S. Supreme Court would like a little bit more time before it weighs in on the question of same-sex marriage. Think about how much has changed in just the past 5 or 10 years on the question of gay, lesbian equality rights generally. if it takes a year or so for the California Supreme Court to give an answer, and then the case goes back to the Ninth Circuit, and it takes some time for the Ninth Circuit to process the California Supreme Court's answer, we're delaying by a year or two when this case might ultimately get to the U.S. Supreme Court, if it does. And the dynamics at the U.S. Supreme Court might be very different by then, depending on whether we're in an election year or past an election year, depending on whether other states have recognized same-sex marriage in the meanwhile. The backdrop against which the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately resolve the same-sex marriage question might have changed depending on how fast things proceed.
And, of course, there could be new members of the court, and, I mean, if it slows it down a lot, it could be back on the ballot here in California, and if Prop 8 gets reversed by the voters, then the whole thing goes away, right?
Exactly. The dispute moots out if Prop 8 is repealed at the ballot box before the Ninth Circuit or the U.S. Supreme Court has to step in and resolve anything finally.